Personal Experiences, Your 30th Anniversary Award Winners. PSPA's 30th Anniversary Awards were launched this year to help mark the charity's milestone year and thank members of the PSP and CBD community for their support. Here are details of the 6 award winners. Always Amazing Award for someone living with CBD. Winner, Ruth Tillard. Ruth won this award for the commitment she has shown to living life to its fullest since her diagnosis of CBD. Ruth's nomination detailed many family adventures, fundraising challenges, and encouragement to others to support PSPA. Ruth was presented with her award at the Kent Support Group meeting, which she attended with her husband Richard and daughter Roxy. Richard said, "Throughout her illness, Ruth has rarely complained, and she has kept up a positive outlook, despite her decline. This has allowed the children to come to terms with her diagnosis and motivated her to go out and raise money for PSPA. It was lovely to attend the Kent PSPA support group to receive the award. It was the first time since the pandemic that we had been in person with other families affected by PSP and CBD, who we want to thank for their hospitality and making us feel so welcome." Fundraising Award. Winner, Steve Watson. PSPA supporters do lots of amazing things to help raise vital funds and awareness of the charity. Standing out amongst the Fundraising Award nominees is Steve Watson. In April this year, Steve completed his 6th London Marathon for PSPA. Steve chose to run the 6 marathons to represent the 6 years his mum lived with PSP, raising more than £15,000. He also helped PSPA to establish the Business Networking Group and regularly encourages family and friends to support the charity too. After receiving the award at the Stockport and Cheshire Support Group, Steve said, "I am delighted and very grateful to receive this lovely gesture as part of the 30 years of PSPA. In tribute to my mum, who battled PSP for 6 years, I have found raising funds and awareness to be a source of comfort, and I am determined to continue supporting PSPA and their excellent work until a cure for this horrible disease is found." Caring Award. Winner, Judith Hamilton. The Caring Award was the most popular award this year, with more than 20 nominations. Judith Hamilton was selected as the winner of the award. She was nominated by her sister-in-law Catherine, who wanted Judith's care for her mother Elsie recognised. Sandra Campbell from Northern Ireland's Rare Disease Partnership helped PSPA to present the award to Judith. Judith said, "I was delighted and surprised to receive a call from PSPA informing me I had won the Caring Award as part of the charity's 30th anniversary celebrations. I had been kindly nominated by my sister-in-law Catherine for the care of my mother-in-law Elsie. Elsie was diagnosed with PSP over 7 years ago, and as time has passed, it has been a pleasure to assist Elsie with her care, especially in the past 3 years. A special thank you to Sandra Campbell, who travelled to Elsie's home to meet our family and present the award." Always Amazing Award for someone living with PSP. Winner, Patricia David. Patricia received 2 nominations for the Always Amazing Award for someone living with PSP, one from her niece Sarah Jane and one from the clinician who treats her, Dr. Martina McCarthy. Patricia was nominated for her determination to bring change to her community and for the support she has provided to others by sharing her experiences of living with PSP for a book penned by Dr. McCarthy. Patricia said, "Receiving my award was a milestone for me. Even though I live with a challenging condition, my life is enriched with so much love and support to get me through the tough times. This award reminded me of how amazing all the people are around me that lift me up to live a good and happy life with PSP." In Memory Award. Winner, Christine Harrison. Nominated by her husband Peter, Christine was selected as the winner for the dedication she showed to inspiring others and raising funds with her hand cycle challenge. Peter regarded his nomination as continuing her legacy. Peter was presented with the award in Christine's name at the Norwich Support Group's Autumn Fair, with his family and friends present. Peter said, "I found it a little emotional being presented with the award, but so pleased my words about Christine had been chosen by PSPA as the winning nomination. If Christine knew what had happened, I know she would be feeling very embarrassed about what I have said. Increased awareness of both PSP and CBD is something I truly welcome, and hopefully the award will contribute to this." Volunteering Award. Winner, Joanne Gass. Joanne was nominated for the PSPA Volunteering Award by her sister Alison. After their dad, Alan, died of PSP in 2011, Joanne was determined to support other families. Joanne signed up to become a PSP helpline volunteer, providing telephone and email support in the evenings. More recently, Joanne extended her volunteering support by also becoming a PSP link volunteer. Joanne said, "I was very honoured to receive the volunteering award. My sister Alison nominated me, as she knows how much work I've done over the last 15 years for PSPA. Motivated by my own experience of helping to look after my dad, who died at home of PSP in 2011, I've helped on the helpline for over 2 years. More recently, I also began supporting people as a link volunteer too, which I very much enjoyed."